Buck Rogers in the 25th century. And the shower of silver dollars from Popsicle Pete's money box. Buck Rogers, the amazing young fellow who was born right here in our own 20th century, but who was held in a state of suspended animation for 500 years. And now he's living in the highly mechanized and super scientific world of the 25th century. In company with Lieutenant Wilma Deering, a girl soldier, and Dr. Heuer, the greatest scientist who ever lived, his life is one thrilling adventure after another. For just recently, they flew their rocket-powered spaceship to the far-off planet Jupiter to run down Killer Kane and Ardala, arch-criminals of interplanetary space. But now they're back on Earth again. And our story opens in the weird and wonderful laboratory of Dr. Heuer at Niagara, the capital of 25th century America. We find the old scientist alone, working feverishly over a mass of strange diagrams and complicated formulas that cover the top of his desk. Let's join him there. Here we go, 500 years into the future.
Output times the square of the lens radius times pi eastward. I've got it.
Hello, Doctor.
Wilma, look.
I've worked out the heat radiation formula for the mechanical mole.
Mechanical mole?
Here. Set me at that subcosmic radio unit.
But what under the sun is...
Excuse me, Wilma. Calling factory B-18. Factory B-18.
Factory B-18. Rankin.
Rankin. This is Dr. Heuer.
Oh, yes, Doctor.
Set the radial heat controls exactly as I tell you.
Yes, sir.
Number one at 33 degrees, 4 minutes right. Number two at 7 degrees, 17 minutes right. Number three at 9 degrees, 9 minutes left.
Yes, sir.
Do it immediately. We'll take the mole on a test run just as soon as we can get over there.
Yes, sir.
Signing off.
Well, now, Doctor.
Where's Buck Wilma?
Why... Oh, he's out making a trial flight in the new super rocket ship you developed just after we got back from Jupiter.
Oh.
But what is a mechanical mole?
Well, then wait. We'll want him in on the test run of the mechanical mole, too. Central Radio Bureau. Dr. Heuer calling Central Radio Bureau.
Mechanical mole, did you say? Mm.
Central Radio Bureau. Stratton speaking.
Oh, Dr. Heuer, Stratton. Do you know where I can reach Captain Buck Rogers?
Oh, he's making a test flight, Doctor, in the new interplanetary
yes,
rocket.
Yes, yes, I know, but where is he?
Well, last reported about 17 points west of the moon.
Oh.
Flying a course in the general direction of Saturn.
Well, then use a subcosmic power beam to contact him immediately. Ask him to join us at the spaceport just as soon as he can get back to Earth. Hangar number four.
Oh, the experimental hangar.
That's right. And radio Sergeant Carborg out there that we're coming. Tell him to have everything ready for us.
I'll call them both right away, sir.
Thank you. Signing off.
Signing.
Did you come over here in a rocket-powered air roadster, Wilma?
Well, yes, Doctor, I did.
Fine. We'll use it to fly out of the spaceport. Come along.
But I don't understand. All this talk about a mechanical mole and heat radiation formulae...
Wilma,
and...
we're about to embark on the most amazing scientific venture we've ever attempted.
Oh, really?
Come along now. I'll tell you about it on the way over. Oh, good. Your rocket roadster is the enclosed model.
Yeah, it keeps my hair from getting blown all over the place.
But you're wearing a flying helmet.
Well, that's as good an excuse as any.
Here now. Get in.
Want me to take the controls?
If you like. All ready.
Then here we go. These little things certainly make a quick takeoff, don't they?
Well, don't spare the power. The sooner we get over there... sooner we'll be able to start out in a mechanical mole.
Well, tell me about it. What is it? What's it for? What's it do?
Look, Wilma, for years we've devoted all our time and effort to exploring the vast reaches of outer space. Mars, Venus, Jupiter, Saturn. even far-off Pluto.
Yes, and we've had some mighty interesting times on those planets.
Yes, but as a result of the fascination of interplanetary exploration, we have utterly neglected the very world we live on, Earth.
Yes, I guess so. But now, what has that got to do with...
A few elementary facts we do know. Seismographs, instruments that measure shocks and vibration in the Earth, have indicated that it has a central core some 4,000 miles in diameter, composed in all probability of the heavier elements like iron, nickel, platinum, and radium.
Only, of course, they're liquefied.
What?
Awfully hot in the center of the Earth, isn't it?
The temperature is probably in thousands of degrees.
Well, then, the element you mentioned must be liquefied.
No. No. Although that temperature is far higher than that at which any known substances could be ordinarily used and remain solid, the enormous pressure is undoubtedly sufficient to keep it from nothing.
Some pressure?
Well, normal atmospheric pressure that which surrounds us all the time is a little over 14 pounds per square inch.
Yes, I know.
But the pressure at the core of the Earth is estimated at about 3 million atmospheres.
Good night. But now, Doctor...
Now, of course, we know that most of the Earth's land surface is covered with a layer of sedimentary rock.
Mm-hmm.
Particles of rock and sand that were spread about by water following the Ice Age, and then settled and stuck together.
Yeah.
Now, geologists agree that a widespread granitic layer extends well under all the continents.
Mm-hmm.
Other common minerals are shales and sandstone and basalt in such forms as dolerite and gabbro. And ecrogrites and pachylite.
What and what and... Oh, now listen, Doctor. You're just trying to mix me all up and change the subject. I want to know about the mechanical mole.
Well, then watch your navigation. It's swing us round.
Huh?
Directly below us, there at the spaceport.
Oh. Great day. That thing?
Yes.
Why, it looks like a big, long metal sausage.
It's made of flexo-impervium. Toughest and most flexible metal known to us.
That huge lens at the end of it. And those little fins sticking out all over the side.
A thermic radiation projector. A heat ray.
Oh.
And the fins shield a system of non-recoil energy projectors.
But what is it for? What does it do?
Well, what's the controls? We're heading straight down at it.
I'm sorry. It's such a strange looking thing. And look at all the people gaping at it from that barrier that's strung around.
Well... Land us there in the open space between us and the hangar.
Okay.
You see, there's Sergeant Carlborg waiting for us.
Yes, sir. I'm cutting the power. Now we'll coast down.
Mm-hmm. We're dropping pretty fast, Wilma.
Then I'll use some reverse power to land us without a bump. Now, let's get out so I can find out what this mechanical mole is all about.
Dr.
Yorick,
sir.
Hello, Carlborg.
Hello there.
And Lieutenant Wilma. Well, I might have known you'd be coming along on this experimental trip, miss.
Well, now I know that the mechanical mole is capable of making some kind of a trip anyway.
Been having quite a time keeping the crowds back of the fence, Doctor. They all want to have a look at her.
I thought you were going to keep it in the hangar, Carlborg. Not the sort of machine that should be around where people can get at it or into it.
All my men are keeping them all at a safe distance. You see, Mr. Rankin from the factory brought it out here to make some adjustments on it.
Oh, then he's already been here.
Yes, sir. Left just a minute ago.
Fine, fine. That means we can start out in the mechanical mold without delay.
Well, what about Buck, Doctor?
Oh, of course. It's funny that he isn't here. I told him to come out and make himself at home in the mold whenever he's... Carlborg.
Yes, sir?
We were expecting Captain Rogers to meet us here.
I haven't so hide or hair, Captain Rogers, Doctor, since the day you three took off for Jupiter, when you went after Killer Kane.
Well, I expect there's nothing we can do but wait for him. And while we're waiting, Wilma, I'll take you into the control room of this machine and explain to you how it works.
At last, I'm going to find out what it's all about.
Carlborg.
Yes, sir?
You better have your men clear a long path for us in the general direction of the city. Don't want the withering heat from the thermic radiation projector to hurt anyone when we start up.
Yes, sir. Do it right away, sir.
The rocket for us to be all right here next to the hangar?
Yes.
Come on, let's get into this big machine.
Oh, wait a minute. There's the radio call signal inside the hangar office.
Oh, let Carlborg take it.
He's moving the crowd back. Only take a second to ask it, maybe Buck. Here now.
Buck Rogers. Center Radio Bureau calling Captain Buck Rogers. Calling Captain Buck Rogers.
Hello? Hello?
Urgent message for Captain Rogers from the office of the President of America.
Oh, well, Captain Rogers isn't here, but I am expecting him anyway.
Oh, Dr. Shores?
Yes?
This is Stratton speaking.
Oh, Stratton.
I'm sure it'll be all right for you to relay this message to the captain, sir. Besides, you ought to know about it.
What is it?
Well, it reads as follows. Killer Kane and Ardela have escaped.
What?
Yes, sir.
Good night.
Then tell the President we'll drop everything to get on that trail immediately.
No, wait, sir. You'd better hear the rest of this.
Well, all right, go ahead.
Killer Kane and Ardela have escaped from the emergency prison where they were placed to await transfer to the city prison.
Yes, yes.
A clever trick made it possible for them to get a 24-hour start in the rocket plane you used for the Jupiter expedition.
The best ship in the universe.
Entire space patrol fleet has been unable to pick up that ship's rocket trail. Apparently, there's nothing we can do but wait until the two criminals show up again. Urge, however, that you keep constantly on guard against Kane and Ardela's reappearance. End of message.
All right, Sutton. Thank you.
Doctor? Doctor, what can we do?
Nothing, Wilma, except what the President suggests. Wait for them to show up again.
I know, Doctor, but do you suppose they really did leave Earth in that ship of ours?
Why, what do you mean?
They might have just sent it flying alone by the automatic controls as a trick.
Possibly. To throw us off that trail.
Well, it's all moved back, Doctor, and you can... Hey, what's the matter?
Nothing. Come along, Wilma. We've bought the mechanical mole.
Yes, sir.
Right this way. Crowd's mighty anxious to see that big machine get started, Doctor.
Are they?
Yes, sir. You'll catch it. Hey, look. Look, it's moving.
You're right. And the heat ray at the nose of it is starting to glow.
Doctor, Killer Kane and Ardela.
You're right. And with that heat ray, the lives of all these people out here are in danger.
And Kane and Ardela won't hesitate to use it.
It's moving over toward the crowd of people right now. Come on, we've got to stop it.
Stop it how?
What can we do?
Get those people away from here. Come on.
Great day, the terrible destruction that could be done with the gigantic heat ray in the nose of that mechanical mole is too appalling to even think about. But now stand by for a few words from your favorite announcer, and then we'll be back with more of this thrilling story. Let's get back to the world of the future. Back to the municipal spaceport at Niagara, capital of 25th century America, where a terror-stricken crowd is watching a gigantic machine called the Mechanical Mole move sluggishly across the landing field. In the front of it, a thermic radiation projector, a gigantic heat ray, begins to glow ominously. Here we go, 500 years into the future.
Mole is moving over toward the edge of the crowd.
We've got to stop it, Doctor, before it runs over those people.
Stop that? It's impossible.
The heat ray is beginning to glow.
It's Kane
and Ardela, all right.
They won't stop it moving, Doctor. Look!
Oh, that's slippery. We'll burn those people in that trash. Somehow we've got to keep it from reaching them.
No, look. The heat ray is off now.
And the mole has started back toward the middle of the field.
Tell Kane and Ardela at the controls. He won't stay away from that crowd for long. If only Buck were here.
Yes, sir. Captain Rogers will find a way to stop that thing.
Wait. Tarbog.
Yes, sir.
Come with me quick. Back to the main rocket ship hangar.
What for, Doctor?
Oh, don't waste time talking. Come along.
Yes, sir.
Wilma.
Yes?
Get to the radio unit in this hangar. Call for the rocket control fleet.
Huh?
Have them assemble at 1,000 feet directly above this field.
Yes, sir. Right away.
Look. The mole is just going around in a circle out there.
Yes, but it may not do it for long. You've got a Y-12 space fighter in this main hangar, haven't you?
Three or four of them. But the RS-13s carry bigger disintegrators.
No, I want the Y-12 for its black ray.
Black ray?
Yes. We'll climb up above it and cover that mechanical mole with utter darkness.
Yes.
Then the men in the space fleet can hold it in position with non-recoil energy projectors.
Then what?
Yes. Now, here's the hangar. Pull the switch to open the big sliding doors so we can get the ship out.
The Right over here, Doctor.
That's it. And here's the white glove just waiting for us.
Here, Doctor. I'll open that metal door for you.
I've got it. Get in, quick.
Yes, sir. Only I wonder if Kane and Ardela have started a mechanical mold charging at the people again.
Cowboy, get in here.
Yes, sir.
Now, here we go. And I hope some of the space suit is on its way over.
Whoa! We have smashed into the top of the hangar door. Hey, but look!
Yes, I see. The mole is standing still down there.
Yes, sir. The people are starting to move closer to it again.
Oh, we've got to stop that. I'll call Wilma down there at the other hangar.
It's no use, Doctor. She's down there on the field again. Too far away to hear the call.
Well, then perhaps you tell your men to keep that car back.
Oh, wait. Here they come, sir.
What?
The rocket fleet.
Oh, good. Rocket fleet attention. Rocket fleet attention.
Captain Wilson speaking, Dr. Yor. Rocket fleet standing by.
Yes, sir. They're in a big circle right above us. Must be 8 or 10 of them, Chip.
Good. Wilson, I want you to keep the circle you formed directly above the big machine you see down there on the flying field.
Aye, sir.
I'm going to shoot down a black ray to envelop that machine in darkness. And I want your ships to send down paralysis waves on with full power behind them. I'll give you the order.
Must be Kane and Ardela in the mechanical mold.
Oh, then you know about their escape?
Yes, sir. The rest of the rocket fleet is out in space trying to pick up their trail.
The reason your ships will have to use all available power behind the paralysis rays is because the mole has an elasto-impervium hull.
Will the rays penetrate that at all?
Only a tremendous concentration of them. Even then, they may take some time to penetrate. That's why I'll cover the mole with a black ray to discourage its moving around.
We're all ready, Dr. Yor. My pilot's been in contact with the other ships on a separate wavelength.
Good. Here goes the black ray. And I'm Carbon.
Right, sir.
Careful.
Huh?
Careful. There's Wilma down there. It might blind her. Stumble into the path of the mechanical mole.
No. Look. Now she's running over towards the hangar.
Perhaps away from the mole.
It's not moving out of the black ray. But she's certainly in a hurry.
Never mind that now. Wilson. Hello, Wilson.
Standing by for orders, Doctor.
Have you got full power behind the paralysis ray?
Yes, sir.
Then have the men in your ship turn them on.
Right, sir. Order for all ships.
It may take a few minutes, Carbog, but the high concentration of those rays is bound to get through that hull down there enough to be effective.
I should think so. Coming from the wall, them patrol ships.
Now, cut off the black ray a moment so we can see them all again, and let the fleet men check on their aim with the paralysis rays.
Now. Hey, look.
Yes, I see. Kane and Ardela found out how to make the mechanical mold drill its way down into the earth.
By using the heat ray on the front of it.
Yes. They'll get out of range of the fleet's paralysis rays.
Underground.
Exactly. There's only one thing to do. Captain Wilson. Calling Captain Wilson.
I see, Doctor. It's going into the ground. Our paralysis rays won't be able to
affect... Wilson, have your ship drop down to 100 feet in their present circle formation.
Yes?
Instead of paralysis rays, they'll use force rays. Non-recoil energy projectors. That will keep the mold from moving any further.
Even down there under the ground?
Even under the ground. Do it now.
Right, sir.
What about us, Doctor?
We're smothered without heat ray.
It'll break them in there.
No. The hull of the mold is too well insulated against heat. But it'll melt the ground around it.
I see. Then you let the ground re-harden around it.
Exactly. That's right. It'll be locked tightly in a huge area of solidified rock. Here goes the heat ray.
Doing it. The crowd's melting away. There's a regular pool of it. To the wall right in the middle.
Exactly. And now, in a minute or two, it'll harden. We've trapped them, Cowboys.
The patrol fleet is holding them right there to the fourth ray.
And they won't need it for long. See all that steam?
Yes.
An underground stream that'll cool the ground and harden it quickly.
Then they're trapped, all right. But how are we ever going to get Kane or Ardela out of there?
Well, we'll think of that later. The main thing now is that we have them.
Dr. Hewer, calling Dr. Hewer.
Oh, that's why she was running to my hangar to call you.
Calling Dr. Hewer?
Yes, Wilma.
The mechanical mold.
Completely trapped, Wilma, in solid rock.
What part is it? in a doctor helpless, he'll suffocate.
Buck, even the mechanical mole.
Yes, sir, he got there before we did. Climbed into the mole with Captain Rankin. Our cardboard was taking a radio call in the hangar.
No wonder I didn't see him.
Then we thought it was Kane and our sailor.
He's trying desperately to contact you by radio. Just heard your orders to the space.
Well, then why didn't I hear him?
The receiver on this ship is tuned to the general utility tower.
Oh, and the mole's on ultra short range.
You've got to help him now. Quick, he's suffocating.
Suffocating?
Talk to him, Doctor. And do something to get him out of there.
All right. All right.
Right here. I'll adjust this receiver and pick up the mole now.
Thank you. Buck. Hello, Buck.
Hi, Doctor. Get me out of here, will you?
Yes, yes.
When that black ray hit down this way, I banged in the control board. Wrecked the air conditioning controls and all the light controls, too. Now, there's not much air left in this small control cabin, so if you can...
Buck, turn on the thermic radiation projector in the nose of the mole. That'll let you melt your way back to the surface.
I don't dare try it.
Why?
I can't see a thing in this darkness, and I might wreck the whole works and me with it.
Well, then listen, Buck.
Yes, sir?
The inertron control. The inertron lifting unit.
Oh, where it is?
The lever is under the left side of your control seat. Lift it upward.
Right.
Doctor, what good will that do? That is sure he can't last much longer.
Now, Buck.
Doctor?
Buck Rogers.
No air, Doctor. It's shot him.
Doctor, you and he'll die down.
Oh, wait, Wilma, wait.
What are you going to do?
I don't know yet.
You've got to get him out of there.
Wait. Wilson. Captain Wilson.
Yes, sir. I've heard it all.
You've got it off that ground again.
Right.
Then bring
up that ground. You push the mole out with our first boat. Cardboard, take the ship control, yes, sir.
Doctor. Doctor, can't you do
that? Right away, Wilma.
But you may be too late. Don't you understand? Buck is suffocating down there.
Full power, Cardboard. Break down there. I'll work the force ray.
I sir. Full power.
That's it. Now the force ray. We're pushing them all back up to the surface.
Now bring us right down to China.
Yes, that's
now. Now, down. Here we go. We're landed, sir.
Now, quick. That crowbar there on the wall.
Crowbar?
Oh, all right. I have it. Out here. This metal door.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We pushed them all right back on top of solid ground again. It's all around here.
Oh, never mind that. Help me try open the door of the mechanical mole.
Yes, sir.
Doctor, can you open the outside? Can you save him?
Help us. Quick.
You bet I will.
Now, pull.
He's open.
Buck! Are you all right?
Buck.
Get some water. Get a healing ray.
Cardboard, there's a healing ray in the hangar number 3.
Yes, sir. Right away, sir.
Oh, Buck. I never thought you'd get out of there alive.
I'm all right.
Oh, thank you.
Just needed some air. A little fresh air.
Oh, Buck. I was afraid that...
Well, Doctor?
Yes, Buck.
He worked. When do we start for the center of the Earth? Hey, a trip to the center of the Earth in that mechanical mole ought to provide thrills galore. Be sure to listen to the next episode.